Welcome to Church Unfiltered Podcast, a leadership podcast for pastors, church leaders, and volunteers. Now, here's your host, Dr. Anthony Cobbs.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Church Unfiltered. This is the podcast that is powered by Breakthrough Ministry Consulting. We are here to help pastors and church leaders get the answers to questions that will help them to accomplish the kingdom mission that God has given to them. I'm excited about this particular episode because I'm sharing some insight into some research that I've been doing. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm fascinated by staff and employee engagement. I am a certified Gallup Strengths facilitator, and Gallup has so much research on employee engagement and how to make employees and staff members feel better if you focus in on their well-being, amongst many other things. And I encourage you, if you go to gallup.org or gallup.com, I believe, you will be able to find so many different resources and so many different pieces of information that to share on staff and employee engagement. But how does that translate into the church? That's one of the things that one of the lanes that I've just chosen to explore. And I just really believe that it's important to make sure that not only the pastor, the senior pastor, the leadership of the church has significant attention drawn to their well-being, but also those of the supporting staff that is around that man or woman of God and helping them to accomplish the purpose that God has for them. I'll be quite honest with you, when it comes to church staff, there's not a lot of research. There's not a lot of discussion whatsoever about church staff. We tend to focus in on the senior leader, which is fine, which is great, because we know the challenges that come with being a senior pastor. And I never want to minimize how significant the role of the senior pastor is. But it is also important to make sure that we understand that those who are called to rally around this person, those who are called to accomplish several tasks that are within the church to get things done, to make things happen, those individuals also need attention on their well-being and need to be focused in on to make sure that they're doing well. And then there comes the relationship. Then there comes to our attention the relationship between the senior pastor, the lead pastor, who in a church world would be the equivalent of a CEO in a corporate world, that person and the engagement that he or she has with the staff. And it is important because that person is leading the staff. And so, of course, we want to make sure that there is positive engagement, positive relationship between the pastor, the lead pastor, or the leader and the church staff. And so one of the things that I did is I did a survey, and I sent the survey out to various sources. I sent it out to individuals who have worked on church staff within the past 5 years or currently work on church staff. And I got a variety of responses, and I'm just excited about it. I'm going to keep the research open for a while because I want to make sure that I get as many responses as possible before I reach what's called saturation. And that's before it becomes kind of redundant as far as the responses seeming to be the same. That's just a little research talk, y'all. But anyway, I'm just excited about the research that I have and the responses that the people are being honest. It's a totally anonymous survey. You don't have any idea. I don't have any idea of who says what. There are no qualifying remarks or comments that are in there or identifying remarks or comments. So it is totally anonymous. I'll put the link to this particular survey. I'll put that in the episode notes so that those who are currently working on a church staff or have worked within on a church staff within the past 5 years are able to take that particular survey. So looking forward to getting even more results, but I've gotten some interesting results, and I wanted to share some of those results with you, or just really just kind of give you a gauge of what I am asking on that particular survey. And then I'll share a couple of comments that I got. So I want to just give you some insight. What is the survey? What is the survey's purpose? The survey's purpose is to get an idea, or to help people to get an idea of what the engagement or what the morale and attitudes of church staff, those who work on church staff, how it is impacted, how it is affected by their engagement with their senior leader. So I asked several questions. I'm just going to give a few of those questions because I want you to, if you are a church staff member, to go to the page. I want you to go to that link and then see for yourself what these questions are. But one of the questions that I ask on this particular survey is I ask, how do you feel about communication between church staff and the pastor? I will be honest with you, of the amount of surveys that I've received, the responses that I've received so far, I would just give this over 50% of the responses so far. This is just so far. Over 50% of the responses so far say dissatisfied. It ranks the answers, the responses rank from very satisfied, satisfied, neutral, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. Over 50% say dissatisfied about the communication between church staff and the pastor. Remember, this is just a survey. I'm not here to shine a negative light or anything like that on pastors. That's what I'm a pastor myself, pastored a church, been a youth pastor, been a missions pastor, been everything that you could possibly name except for a worship pastor. So I love the pastorate. I love pastors. I love the work that is being done. And so I want to help. How can we improve in these areas? So communication between church staff and pastors, over 50% that I've received so far of the responses say dissatisfied. And let me read a couple of the comments. A couple of them very, very positive. One person said, our pastor is very conscious of communicating, but our systems of communication are lacking. That's a pretty poignant observation right there. They said the pastor is conscious of communication, but the systems are lacking. That's a pretty significant observation. It's possible, pastors and church leaders, that that you might be doing a good job, or you might be a person who loves to communicate, but maybe the method of communication is what needs to be worked on. Then there's one that says communication is never perfect, especially with growth, but we are always reviewing how to improve. That's a very positive comment, that even though things might not be the best, they are seeking ways to improve. Let me read one of these other ones. My pastor doesn't listen well. It is difficult to have a conversation with him. That's an important observation. This is what your staff is saying. That's what this particular episode is focusing in on, what your staff is really saying. Some people, let's just be honest, that we are not the best at listening and active listening. And we've talked about that on a couple of different episodes of Church Unfiltered, that it's so important to be an active listener. And so this particular person said about their pastor in the comments, my pastor doesn't listen well. It is difficult to have a conversation with him. I think pastors and church leaders, I think it's always good to assess and evaluate. Are you being an active listener? Are you being an active listener? Are you taking the time to listen to people, to sit down and give them your undivided attention? And I think that it is so significant. I'm just looking forward to more results and more comments, because several people, I'll be honest with you, several people said something about the listening capacity of their pastor. And so I just want to make sure that I iterate that to us, that being an active listener is such an intricate part of being a great pastor leader. So that's one of the things. Communication is one of the questions that I asked on this particular survey. And this survey, when I compiled the survey, just a little background on it, I consulted with an HR expert. And so it is not just opinions and thoughts or questions just randomly thrown out there. These are questions that are very specific, very detailed in what we are asking. And so I'm just so appreciative of my HR consultant and being able to put this particular survey together. Another question that is asked on this survey, listen to this one. How do you feel about the support you receive from the pastor concerning your job? How do you feel about the support you receive from the pastor concerning your job? This one's pretty, this one has the results so far. Most people, it ranges from very satisfied, satisfied, neutral, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. And most people fall within satisfied or neutral. So that's a very positive. That's a positive that they are saying that their pastors, for the most part, support them in their job, support them in their job. Then there's a contrasting question that's on here. How do you feel about the personal or spiritual support that you receive from the pastor? So the first one was about the job. How does your pastor support you on your job? But the other question is, how does your pastor support you personally or spiritually? Now, here's interesting results so far. For the most part, it's pretty dead even that people are very satisfied or neutral. Very dissatisfied is for one of the least responded. Or one of the responses that show up the least, which is a very, very positive thing. So that means pastors, church leaders, as far as these respondents, they're saying that they feel personally or spiritually supported in some way or another, which is a great, great thing. Now, there's comments that range from, hey, my pastor is the greatest thing ever, and my pastor does a great job with that, to some other comments. I think is really, really important for us to hear. So one of the positive comments that is on that particular question, as far as personal or spiritual support, is we meet regularly and he's available at any time between meetings as needed. That's pretty positive comment. Let me get to another one. And then, we meet regularly, but then here's another one. Too much time is spent in work mode versus ministering to staff needs. So you have a contrast, you have a range. I think, again, it is so important to ask yourself. One of the things that I wanted to do with this, I thought about myself in a pastorate role when I was pastoring. I had a few staff members at that time. Now, as an executive pastor, I'm responsible for a staff of 50 plus, but certainly just remember how significant it was when I spent time with the staff. When I was a senior pastor, I remember just spending time with the staff just meant so much to them. And even in my role now, I'm not the senior pastor, but even in my role now, spending time with the staff is it, you can see it, you can feel it, you can tell that it is meaningful to them. And so I think that it is very, very important for us to remember that. And spending time with the staff, hear this well, pastors, is not staff meeting. Spending time with the staff is not a business meeting, is not Bible study. Spending time with the staff is you spending time one-on-one, or you spending time with that individual, checking on them, calling them, texting them, whatever, to make sure that they feel seen and that they feel important. All right, I'm going to give one or two more, and then, okay, here's a big one. Do you feel like the pastor encourages the staff to have a healthy work-life balance, i.e. vacations, personal time off, flexible schedule? Do you feel like, I need you to get this one, do you feel like the pastor encourages the staff to have a healthy work-life balance? So far with this particular survey, it is over 60% of the people answered no, that the pastor does not encourage the staff to have a healthy work-life balance. Over 60% of the respondents said no. I want you to hear some of these comments. For some people that were formerly on staff, that was never encouraged. Here's a big one. You felt expected to make the church the priority over home, even when it was not spoken, but guilt trips exist. Ah, pastors, church leaders, I get it. I understand it. I remember when I was pastor. I wanted people to be available to me whenever I called. Can I be, this is Church Unfiltered. I'm just being honest. I wanted people to answer the phone whenever I called. It didn't matter what time it was. I expected them to answer the phone. And that's not realistic. That's not even fair. That's not fair to people. But that's what we kind of expect. I think that's kind of a pastor privilege that we sometimes take advantage of. And so it's important for us to know that our folks don't like that. Our folks are bothered by that. And that work-life balance is not healthy because of those expectations. I can give so many stories and examples, but of my own personal experience, whether I was pastoring or whether I was on staff at a church, I mean, the expectation was there. I'll never forget. I'll tell this one story. I'll never forget one time when I was working at a church, and I always answer the phone. I'm always accessible, this and that. I always answer the phone, the pastor call. And I remember one time I didn't answer the phone, literally one time. One time I didn't answer the phone, and I'll never forget that I got in trouble, guys. I got in trouble. And I'm like, how did I get in trouble one time? And I'll never forget the conversation that I had with that particular leader because I did not answer the phone that one time. And even when I did answer the phone, or when we talked, the thing that he wanted to discuss could have waited. I'm just going to leave that alone. And here's the thing. I never want to paint a picture in a negative light or anything like that, because I know I've done that before as well. I've wondered if I called my assistant, I called someone, I'm like, hey, why didn't you answer the call? Why didn't you answer my call? But that work-life balance has to be there. And then another aspect of that is, do you get time off? Do you get time off? There's some that say we have a robust PTO policy. One person said, I think he encourages this through the example he sets, but he does not explicitly encourage this with us. Okay, well, so that's good. He sets the example by what he does himself. And then one person says, yes, it's required. Then there's some other comments. I don't really think he really considers what people need as long as we are seen at work. Wow. Okay, so we need to make sure that we're encouraging work-life balance. I can't wait to put all of this together and present it in a format. I'm looking forward to doing that. These are just things. I just wanted to kind of give you a glimpse of what I'm putting together and what this survey is. And there's so many other questions. There's questions like, do you feel the pastor appreciates you as a staff member? Do you feel you are able to voice concerns or feedback to your pastor? In an upcoming episode of Church Unfiltered, I'm going to talk about feedback. Do you feel like you are? And surprisingly, I was actually surprised at the results of that particular question, because overwhelmingly people said yes, but then the comments suggested they could share feedback, but they also know that there will probably be retribution. That's something that we need to explore. We'll talk about that in a future episode. But I just wanted to share this. I'm just excited about it. This is an excited episode. I'm just excited about this research. I've been presenting on it as well and looking forward to compiling this research and putting it in a format in a way that will help pastors and church staff to be able to have the highest morale and engagement, so that we can make sure that we do the kingdom work and we have a smile on our face and joy in our hearts. That's all I wanted to share. I just wanted to share kind of a glimpse of some things that people are saying, staff are saying, that pastors should really know. And I just wanted to share those things. But if you want to take the survey, please go to the episode notes. And again, the survey is for those who are currently working on church staff or those who have worked on church staff in the past 5 years. If you don't mind, share this information, share this episode, or share the link with someone who you know that works on church staff. I want to get as many respondents as possible so that we can have some great data to be able to compile and present. And just keep this in mind. Keep this in mind as we wrap up this episode. Keep this in mind. This is not about us trying to bash anybody or trying to make anyone look bad, anything like that. We want to make sure that those of us who are serving as church staff, whether it's pastor, whether it's support staff, whatever it might be, that we are doing things as unto the Lord and not as unto man. We want to make sure that the morale is high and that we are enjoying the work that the Lord has called us to do. And so whatever it takes to do that, we want to make sure that we get better and that we are blessed and that we are serving with smiles on our faces. All right. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Church Unfiltered. I'm going to share some more of this data as I get more and more respondents. But thank you. And please pray for this particular survey and this research so that we can make sure that church staff and pastors are doing the work of the kingdom with joy. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Church Unfiltered. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Church Unfiltered Podcast and connect with us. If you would like more information on this topic discussed in this episode, or if you would like to bring Dr. Cobbs in for church consulting, leadership training, or speaking engagements, please email us at info@breakthroughonline.org. Again, that is info@breakthroughonline.org. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.